Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is Saturday, November 27th, 2021. Thank you so much for joining me to discover the truth beneath the surface. So I'm out on a Saturday morning once again, and it is a gorgeous, cold, chilly, but beautiful Saturday morning. I'm driving around here. It is, approximately 38 degrees, so it is very chilly, but the sun is shining, and it is the weekend still, so I'm a happy man in that regard. It's nice to have a couple of more days off from work and be able to recharge those batteries a little bit. And it was nice to have the Thanksgiving holiday, although I complain on the show about my family all the time and my struggles, and so many people share similar experiences. I still have to acknowledge that having these opportunities to get together with my loved ones is certainly something that I don't take for granted. But I also recognize that it's wonderful for me now to be able to have the outlet of the audience, the connections that I've made with all of you, to be able to balance out so much of what I've had to contend with for my entire life, as all of you have. And it's really not an easy road to go down. And a lot of folks that I've talked to have shared with me that they've actually lost family members, meaning they've lost relationships with their families due to their political differences. And, you know, and not just really their political differences. I would wager that it goes much deeper than just political differences. Really what it is in essence are spiritual differences that have driven them apart from the ones that ultimately you always believe that these are the people that you're supposed to remain closest to for your entire life. These are the folks who are always supposed to support you, to have your back, so to speak. And what's unfortunate, as someone that I really care about that I've met recently was sharing with me the other day, just providing a little bit of perspective on this issue, that in essence, what happens with family is that you think you have these unbreakable bonds. And in one sense, you do. I mean, there's always going to be the bond that you are, in fact, family. And that counts for something regardless of anything else. But on the other hand, that bond itself, when lines are really drawn and people are really put to the test and they're really forced, like I was talking about yesterday, when they're really forced to expose who they really are and what they really believe, unfortunately, those bonds we've all experienced have been, at the very least, weakened by circumstances that we've been living through. And as I've reflected many times, I believe that this was all done by design. And when I say that, I do not mean by the white hats. I mean by God. I believe that God engineered this entire situation that we're living through. Or you might say that he allowed it to unfold this way so that everything would be exposed. I was talking a lot about Lynn Wood yesterday, and of course, he's very much in the spotlight, as usual, really, but even more so now with all the controversy. But, you know, Lynn Wood is famous for always saying every lie will be revealed. And I ultimately believe that what he's saying is accurate, that every lie will in fact be revealed. And I think part of what's being revealed now, even though it's sad to acknowledge it on one level, is the lie of what we thought were our relationships, were the core, the center, the glue of our relationships. In essence, was a lie in many cases, because sure, we had friendships. I mean, I can just take, for example, a friend that I, you know, met way back in college. And back in those days, I wasn't political. I was just looking to have fun, looking to navigate my way through life. And I certainly always felt that spiritual rebellion against this establishment system. But I really wasn't awake. I wasn't political or anything like that. Even at the time, I think if you had asked me if you know, what my political beliefs were, I probably would have just sort of shrugged my shoulders and rolled my eyes or something like that. But the point is that I met this friend that I had for many, many years. And it wasn't until later in life that it became clear, really over the past few years. We lost touch for a while, then we regained, we reconnected. But it wasn't long before we realized how different we were as adults in terms of our ideology and how significant that was. And the more I came to realize who he really was and what he really stood for, the more I realized that I really just couldn't associate with this person anymore. And as much as we had that history and that connection and that bond that we shared in our past from our friendship, in this case, it wasn't enough to overcome the extreme differences that we have now. And I think that all of us in our own lives have experienced, and you know, as a result, more or less, the punchline here is that that relationship pretty much is over now. At a certain date and time in the future, who knows, maybe we might find some way to kind of reconnect, but this has happened in multiple different cases in my life. And I know that people out there, and this was just a friend, this has happened to many folks with friends, longtime friends, and with family members. And you know, those are the cases really that tug my heartstrings the most, because I understand the struggle and I understand the pain, quite frankly, of what it is to live in a family and be a part of a family that in many ways you feel ostracized from and you feel alienated, and how difficult that is. And I think that's really why, in a lot of ways, my response to this audience is so emotional. I mean, I'm a very passionate person, and what I feel and experience, I feel and experience on a very deep level. That's just who I am. But I think the intense amount of gratitude that I have for this audience is in large part rooted in the fact that in my past and all throughout my life, I felt so alone and disconnected from everyone on a spiritual level, in a sense, around me for such a long time, based upon what I identified to be the truth that everyone else rejected. To have that embraced for me is, you know, it's not just, it doesn't just feel good. It really is a spiritual experience for me, something that I've been yearning for and craving my entire life. And had I only known that what it really was going to take for me to make these types of connections was to put my voice out there and to actually speak my heart and to speak what I believe on any given date and time to be the truth, that would draw other folks to me. Had I known that, heck, I would have done it a lot earlier in my life and probably spared myself a lot of suffering of feeling in isolation. Far worse. You know, it's far worse when you don't have that outlet. I've experienced that. Now that I have it, like I say all the time, that's why I cherish it. And that's why I always, you know, give thanks and gratitude and respect, really, to my audience and love for being so supportive of me on this journey. And again, it's not just about me. It's about the connections that we're making together. You know, and that's really what it all comes down to. And there are a million different distractions, and they're going to continue to be a million different distractions the deeper we get into this process. And I believe, and as I've been saying, switching into the issues a little bit here, I mean, with the Maxwell case, there's going to be one distraction after another, anything that they can do to prevent this information from being at the tip of the public consciousness and on everybody's mind, and they don't want everybody talking about it. On the one hand, everybody, I think, knows that the revelations from this case are going to be inevitable. In fact, as I've talked about on previous episodes, if it's not, I mean, if we get to the end here in this case and we don't see any justice, I think there are going to be a great many people out there. You know, I've been talking recently a lot about the waning patience and in many cases the waning faith of a lot of patriots out there in the plan. And if we don't see justice in this case, I've often talked about the issue of justice, that's really at the core of what's driving our rage, is this lack of justice, this justice being denied over and over and over again for decades, along with the constant propaganda and deception and lies. People have just gotten to a point where they just simply cannot tolerate the status quo anymore. And while that may be the point, and while that may be the end game that the white hats are driving at, it's also a very, you know, it's a double-edged sword. And, you know, I believe that we're on that razor's edge right now. And I think that if we don't see justice in this case, given its significance, there really has never been a more significant case in terms of exposing the cabal in all of history. So if we get to the end here and the expectations, at least on some level that we have, that this isn't going to lead to more arrests and more justice, if justice is denied here, well, I think at that point in time, a lot of people aren't going to feel anymore as if there's a plan. They're going to feel as if, once again, justice is being denied, and that whoever is really in control of the levers of power is protecting the people that we know that Maxwell can expose. And we know how significant, how industrial a scale this issue of trafficking is. And it goes into every dark, twisted, sinister, satanic practice that we know about. And then I'm sure there are many, of course, that we don't know about. And quite frankly, I really don't even want to know about, but probably will come to realize that this woman is the linchpin. And if this linchpin doesn't, you know, produce any results for the Patriot movement and produce any results, forget about even the Patriot movement, just in terms of justice for humanity, well, I think that's going to be a very, very important indicator, a marker of where we are. And sure, if let's just say that that does happen, God forbid that, you know, this justice is denied in this case, and we're not happy with what ends up happening as a result, there are going to be folks who are going to argue or make the claim that, and who knows, they may even be right, but they're going to argue and make the claim that this is part of the plan and the white hats are doing this on purpose to, you know, to rile people up. And, you know, in the same way that I've been hypothesizing about a lot of these issues and agreeing with a lot of folks out there on and taking the insiders at their word that, you know, what they say is unfolding is actually what we're going to see. But if it goes in a different direction and people are still making that claim, I think it's going to start falling on a lot of deaf ears at that point. Because there's only so long, there's only so many times that people can hear that what's happening on the surface is really just a pantomime and that ultimately justice is coming. You can't continually say that and then have one opportunity after another to deliver justice and then deny that justice to the people. Now, the Rittenhouse case, regardless of whether it was a false flag or to what degree it was a false flag, like I've talked about, it was a just verdict either way. But is it a distraction? Is this case and the just verdict that we got a distraction to placate us, to make us feel good, to have us celebrating over here as patriots because the Second Amendment got a win for once, and self-defense and just common sense in general? Are we going to be so distracted by that shiny object that we're not going to pay attention to the real important case. Not to suggest that the Rittenhouse case wasn't important, but compared to the Maxwell case, let's be honest, it's not. It pales in comparison. Everything else does. So is that verdict and this whole situation a false flag, an engineered scenario to give us this positive verdict to distract us from the Maxwell case or perhaps other things that will still unfold? And like I say, you know, I have a difficult time. The deeper we get into this process, I have a difficult time believing that folks are going to continue to have faith that when we see justice being denied, that it's really part of the plan. Because let's face it, all of the walls, on the surface anyway, all the walls are starting to close in. The tyranny is ratcheting up. Aside from the Rittenhouse case, there's really just lawlessness and injustice and treason and election fraud and just tyranny on every level. And it's getting more and more and more real for people in their own personal lives and experiences. Now, sure, there's a lot of information out there that's really propaganda and disinformation. There's a lot of folks out there who are pointing out that so many of the stories that we're hearing from other countries, news coming out of other countries, is being contradicted by the people who actually live there. And actually, I mean, I've had experience in my own audience, many experiences where I've talked about things that are supposedly going on, information that I've read about or heard about. And then people who listen to my show comment on and they say, no, I live here. And that's, in some cases, they'll say, yeah, that's spot on. In other cases, they'll say that's not even remotely true. That's not happening here. So it's possible that, you know, a lot of the stuff that we're getting all riled up about in this psychological war, really, I think it's more than possible. In fact, I believe it's really true that a lot of it is just propaganda, that it's not true, that it's a fabrication. But the point here is that everybody is just sick and tired of it. And I think there's only so long that people can continue to buy in to the idea that justice is coming when we continually see it denied. And our lives are continually being negatively affected by this tyranny. And as we head into this winter season, I mean, let's face it, we're past Thanksgiving now. We're heading into the holidays. We're heading into the primary, really, traditionally, flu season. And we've got this continued issue with the mandates and the lockdowns. And it's going to get worse and worse. It's getting worse and worse. The tyranny is going to ratchet up again. And I just don't see folks continuing to maintain their patience. And really, quite honestly, even though I'm a believer and I'm going to maintain my faith, I'm going to tell people the truth about where I'm at and, you know, my belief in the plan. Right now, I still am really, as I say, I never like to say 100%, but I'm 99.999% sure about the plan and my belief, and I'm solid in my belief in the plan. I do think that we are on track and that everything is going to unfold the way that we want it to. But if there comes a point in time where I begin to doubt that, or I begin to see evidence that's suggesting otherwise, I'm going to be honest with folks about that. What I'm talking about right now, really, when I talk about the waning patience and the waning faith, I'm not really talking about my own. I'm really, in a sense, reflecting on the larger scope of the Patriot community and how important it is that we have unity. And yet, there's so much going on right now that's causing disunity within the Patriot movement. A lot of it has to do with just infighting. A lot of it has to do with the issues that I discussed yesterday with Lynn Wood and General Flynn and Sidney Powell and Dan Bongino and on and on and on. That's part of it. But then another part of it, really at a deeper level, is just the battle fatigue and the frustration and the continued stress and pain that people are experiencing. And they just get to a point where they feel as if they can't continue to maintain anymore. And I think if this Maxwell case doesn't produce the arrest that's going to shock the world, if we're not close to that, if we're not getting very, very close, you know, as Juan talked about, as Simon has talked about, as Gene has talked about, if we're not getting very, very close to this tipping point moment, then I think that there's going to be a different type of tipping point. And I think it's going to really just be the Patriots who, on one level or another, and again, I hope this whole scenario can be solved, for lack of a better word, nonviolently. But I've also discussed many different times, and we all know the truth, that if it comes down to a physical fight, that the Patriots are ready for that. They're more than ready. I mean, you know, there's a lot of folks out there who have been ready and who really believe that, we should have done this a long time ago. And as I've discussed, really the restraint of a vast majority of Patriots out there who would fight and will fight if necessary has been tied to their faith in the Q plan. And what could be more central to the Q plan than exposing the cabal using the Maxwell case as a golden opportunity to do that? And so if this case plays out and we don't see justice and we don't see real arrests, big arrests, and of course there's also Durham lurking in the background, as we know, and you know, again, a lot of folks are growing very cynical there as well. They're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And I understand. I get very, very frustrated myself. And there are moments, quite honestly, if I allowed myself to, I could allow my cynicism to boil over and just kind of just go on a rant against everything that I'm so annoyed about and why things haven't happened faster and why people continually have to go through this pain and suffering, why people continually have to die, why we have to continually wake up in this false matrix that we've identified so long ago as being a false reality, and yet we're still saddled with it because of reasons X, Y, and Z. I mean, I get in modes where, you know, I just like you at certain points, I just, quite honestly, I just don't even want to hear it anymore because I'm so sick of it. I'm so tired of it. I want resolution so much. I know how much all of us deserve, not just vindication, but resolution. And peace. All of us who have been persecuted and all of us who have been suffering for such a long time because we cling to the truth, because we believe in the truth. You know, we deserve to live a life of peace. We deserve to have a better existence. And I believe that we are headed in that direction. In fact, I know we are. But yet, every day that we aren't actually there, even though we're headed there, I still get very, very frustrated that we're not there yet because I so desperately want to see a better world. And then I remind myself when I have to on days like this that even though we may not be quote unquote there yet, the fact that I woke up and it's a new day and all of you woke up and we're alive and we're still brought together and bonded together by our love of truth and patriotism, that means we're one step closer to changing this world. And I have no doubt that we're going to do it in our lifetime, and I believe it's going to be in a very short timeline. But yet, I get the same sense of frustration, the same anger, the same rage. And as I've been discussing recently, as it gets more and more personal for me, as I experienced more and more of the consequences of standing up for the truth, of saying no, even to things that I may have gone along with in the beginning. I talked about the other day, the mask issue. In the beginning for me, I didn't really view it the same way as I do now, because I didn't understand the full scope of what we were dealing with. But now that I do, well, I can't comply in the same way that I used to. And I'm experiencing, quite honestly, negative consequences as a result of that. I'm just beginning to. And who knows where it's going to lead. And that, you know, there's a big possibility. In fact, there's probably a big likelihood that if I stand my ground, which I intend to do, that I'm not going to be able to continue working there. I'm going to have to find a new job. And if that happens, I may have to sell my house. I may have to move, go through this period of financial insecurity. I mean, even worse than, quite honestly, than what I've been going through for quite some time now. The last thing I want to do is to ratchet that stress up. But again, that's what it comes down to when you have to make a choice. And so many people out there are faced, I mean, all of us, we're faced with the same choice. Do we go along to get along? Do we accept the tyranny so that we can keep our sense of comfort in what we've always known? Even though in reality, our lives are anything but comfortable, our lives are, for most of us, just filled with stress and filled with anxiety and constantly wishing we could do something else and be somewhere else, have more time to be doing what we're passionate about. I mean, so many people out there, their eggs are so scrambled by this daily stress of life, they don't even know what they would want to be doing if they had an opportunity. Because we're so conditioned to be like mice in a maze, you know, just wandering around constantly, searching for happiness at some level, but at the same time, we're contending with all these different stresses that have been put there specifically by the cabal to make our lives miserable, to the point where so many people don't even really know who they really are. They don't even really understand what they're passionate about. They've never really even had a chance to discover it. And if you look at kids today, I mean, it's not hard to see that that passion has just been ripped out of them at such a young age, so many of them. And I think it's going to be a really big healing process that's going to have to take place as all of us really kind of assume a leadership role in helping people come to terms with this new reality and really being able to reconnect with their humanity. Because I think so many of us are just completely disconnected. But the cabal is fighting on. I do believe that there are quite a few elements out there of the cabal that still have teeth and that are still doing an awful lot of damage in any way that they can. And so when people, coming back to that central question of, you know, where we're at, why things aren't happening, I do believe, you know, and I have to continually remind myself as I learn more information, I continually get updates about the war itself and what's actually going on. And there is still, to my understanding, there's still actual fighting going on underground. There are still dumps being cleaned out. So there are still active operations happening. And so that, in many ways, is what I have to come back to. And I have to remind myself that we're still in a war, and the war isn't quite over yet. And as I've talked about before, I mean, who can predict, and many people have made the same analogy, I mean, who could have predicted when World War II or World War I, or really any war for that matter, who could have predicted the exact date and time when there was going to be a formal surrender or the war could just officially be considered over? It's impossible to do. And so I'm in one of those places recently, you know, in the past couple of weeks. I mean, normally I'm pretty solid in my patience level and my frustration level. But if I'm being honest, the past couple of weeks have been a bit of a challenge for me. And I'm becoming more and more sympathetic to the voices out there and really kind of persuaded in a lot of ways that we need to see more overt action. And we've gotten to a point now where that overt action really is necessary. And public consciousness, if it's ever going to shift, things need to start coming out into the open. And a big part of that, of course, has to do with, you know, the patience of the Patriots. But really, it just in essence, I mean, how are we ever going to start healing if we don't start to see this silent war boil over onto the surface and start seeing the truth get revealed? Because in essence, I really do believe that what's going to heal this world, the unification of humanity, is ultimately what's going to heal it. But what's going to unify humanity? Revelations of truth. And all of us know that, and we're desperately wanting that. It's what's brought us together. And yet, at the same time, we're still involved in this psychological war of deception. And I think that really, that contradiction right there, the knowing that what we need is truth and honesty, and at the same time recognizing that we're engaged against the cabal and this fifth dimensional psychological informational warfare. And of course, that's just one level. Forget about all the different levels of kinetic warfare that are going on that we don't get to witness. But folks, I mean, this war is one of psychological contradictions. It's spiritual, because we have to recognize the truth, and yet at the same time we have to let the lie and let the deception and let the propaganda and the entire process unfold so that all of the evil can be exposed. But it's hard to do. Well, it's hard to do, really. It's been hard since day one. to really, I mean, if we believe in the plan, and we believe, as I do, that everything is going according to plan, it's not easy in this art of war strategy to pose as the loser when you're actually winning. I mean, especially when you're just a common individual like all of us who have to take so much of this on faith, and we're not people who are truly in the know about what's really going on. And that truth and honesty has everything to do with what's been happening in the shadows coming into the light publicly. And while I understand that this process had to go on and had to unfold the way it did behind the scenes for such a long time, I understand that. I understand why they're using body doubles and clones and actors with masks to maintain the status quo, because so many of these individuals have already been taken out. I get that. I understand that they didn't want, and still don't want, society to unravel. But what I'm getting at here is, and I think that so many folks out there agree with me, is that if they let it go on long enough, society is going to start to unravel from the other end. And if too much emphasis is put on not wanting society to unravel from the, let's just say, from the left perspective, you know, you don't want them all finding out that Biden's not really Biden, Hillary's not really Hillary, and Obama's not really Obama, that all these people have been taken out already, and Fauci. You don't want the unraveling, the civil unrest that's going to go along with that before you're ready to make your big move on that end. I get that. But there's another unraveling that's beginning to happen, and that's on our end. And I think that unraveling, quite honestly, is a lot more dangerous. Because the real power in this country, the real power in the world, in essence, is humanity. But in this country, I mean, especially, it's we the people. And many, many times I've discussed, you know, the difference of America, the fact that we're armed, the fact that we are deeply committed to our freedom, and we will physically fight for it. I mean, that is an unraveling that not only do the white hats not want, believe me, even though they don't know it, the enemy doesn't want that either. Or in fact, maybe they do want it. As I've been saying all along, they've been doing everything that they can to try to bait us into a fight But what I'm suggesting here is that if they ever actually got what they wanted, or what they think they want, it's not going to go the way that they expect it to. But the truth is that as angry as most Patriots are right now and frustrated and really even ready to do battle, in a sense, most of us, we don't want that route to unfold that way because we recognize what's at stake if that happens. Because if that does happen, then all bets are off. And really, we're talking about an entirely different timeline, an entirely different pathway into the future. And what that's really going to look like, God only knows. Would humanity even survive this civil war if it really unfolded that way? I don't know. Because a lot of patriots want to believe, including myself sometimes, we want to believe that, you know, we could rise up and, you know, take this country back, and that in the process, really, you know, we could piece things back together, and that at the other end of it, things would be okay, you know, I guess. And part of me believes that may be true, but then there's another part of me that thinks that, you know, we've gotten to such a point and humanity has really gotten so divided, and, you know, there's so many guns and weapons and so much anger and vitriol and hatred, that if this thing ever really did kick off, that there's a part of me that fears that humanity wouldn't come back from this. You know, we would just completely tear ourselves apart, which is what the cabal wants. So we don't want things to move in this direction. But if they do, we're prepared to fight that war if it becomes necessary. But I don't believe, again, I need to emphasize, I don't believe that that's where we're headed. But I'm more and more concerned about the unraveling of the Patriots, of the Patriot community. And I think that at this stage of the game, it's just vitally important that all of us maintain our adherence and our loyalty to one another, and to not allow ourselves to get distracted and baited into this constant infighting, because really it's not to our benefit. Now, in the process, if certain individuals, you know, if this is happening for reasons that I don't yet understand, which is very, very possible to expose certain individuals, then so be it. I mean, I can recognize that that is a possibility. That all of the events that we've been seeing could be tied together, and it could have something to do with exposing some of the faux patriots out there. But one thing I know for sure is that the more information that comes out, the more confusing it gets. But the one thing I also know is the more information comes out, the more insane and more ludicrous it gets, which leads me to believe that it can't possibly be true. And that really is something I think that a lot of folks constantly remind themselves of, because while they don't necessarily understand all the different puzzle pieces and how everything fits together, they can certainly recognize that what's unfolding is just way too insane to not somehow be tied together and to not somehow have some sort of a purpose. Now, that purpose could be to distract and mislead, but it could be for something else. But how long can these games continue to go on? How deep into 2022 can we get before people are just really gotten to a point where they're no longer believing anymore? And what that is going to look like to me is concerning. And like I've talked about, I never imagined that we were going to actually see things go this long. I never imagined that we would be at the end of November and we still would not have seen, you know, the first arrest, or that first, I I continually refer to it as overt action. I never imagined it would get this far. And here we are. And it doesn't mean that my assessment and my analysis on previous dates and times doesn't mean that I'm regretful of it or I'm, you know, rescinding it or anything else. I mean, I believe what I share with folks is what I believe in real time on that specific date and time. And people know. People who follow this show, you know, people who really listen, they understand that, you know, I'm not anyone other than just an ordinary American who's sharing my analysis, my views. And I'm not an insider. I don't have any crystal ball or information that you don't have. What I have is, the desire to talk about it. And thank goodness, an audience that's willing to listen. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you continue to have a wonderful weekend. Let me know what you thought of today's coffee chat. I'm always anxious to read the comments. Please do everything you can to support the show. Make sure you subscribe on all the different platforms. Again, Podbean, BitChute, YouTube, and Rumble. And hopefully tomorrow I'll be back again with another coffee chat. Until then, Godspeed to each and every one of you patriots out there. Patriot out.